Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Matt Nagy.
We've been discussing Mitchell Trubisky this morning. How much different do you expect him to be in his third NFL season?
He's really able to really focus on the second level, which is learning what the defense does. We're really excited about his progress and really looking forward to doing it, you know, full speed ahead.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Forget about Andy Ruiz's junior stunning upset of Anthony Joshua last weekend. The real heavyweight slugfest comes in tomorrow's French Open semifinal when Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal square off at Roland Garros. It's the 39th meeting between the friendly foes, with Nadal, who turned 33 on Monday, leading the 37-year-old Federer 23-15. The Swiss right-hander has taken the last five matches against the Spanish southpaw, but they have not played since October of 2017. However, overall records are misleading because Nadal is the king of clay. He's amassed an insane 91-2 mark at Roland Garros en route to a record 11 French Open crowns. If I came back to play on clay, said Federer, who skipped the last three French Opens, I came back to play Rafa. Can Federer's backhand withstand Nadal's forehand on clay? I doubt it. Rafa in four. Well, let's hope it's closer than that. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm always being asked, hey, Ryan, what is your favorite type of loan? And I got to tell you, there's something so special about helping a veteran get into their dream home. And that's why we created the Hero Loan. At Hero.loan, you'll never pay for an appraisal. We do all the VA paperwork for you, and we close VA loans in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at Hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
It's easy to donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Our donation experts will ensure your donation experience is quick and easy. Plus, you'll receive a maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform, and right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego Trimmer and Blower Combo. Just $249, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains, record flooding all over the state, and a lot of flooded basements. I know you know somebody who's been dealing with it, and you might be next. You never know when that phone call comes. I remember when I got mine, and it was my wife saying, there's water coming through the ceiling in the dining room. I'm like, wait, what, the dining room? Well, it turned out that the air conditioner upstairs had crapped out, and then the condenser sort of like uncondensed. I don't really know the technical terms, and a bunch of water fell through the dining room ceiling. So I said, aha, I know who to call. And I called Aloha Restoration and explained what was going on. And they said, no worries. Here's what's going to happen. Here's how long it's going to take. Here's who's going to be in your house and when. Oh, so from my experience, having them with me from start to finish to restore everything to pre-disaster condition, they were just a godsend. And they can be that for you. If you go down into that basement, there's water there, that's your call, Aloha Restoration, the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
They put in a brand new skylight in our bathroom upstairs. This was a replacement. They did a fabulous job on it. You know, we realized it wasn't the biggest job in the world, but in the same token, they treated us like it was. They didn't put us off. I can't say enough about them.
We are talking today with mega customer Jan Hoffer.
The last time they were here, they were plugging up woodpecker holes. The nice thing about these guys is that they will take on some small jobs. I mean, we don't have anything big right now, but they're always very courteous and caring. And when they do the job, they do a great job. And they're, you know, no job is, I don't think, is too small for them in terms of, you know, just taking care of their clients. We'd recommend them anytime to anybody.
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
Megapros.com.
One mega call does it all.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, I'm pumped, man. You know, it just lengthens our bullpen. Our bullpen is so much better now with a proven, you know, closer. I mean, yeah, we all can do it, but he's one of the best in the game in, like, history. So, you know, you can't compete with that. You know, I'm going to be happy to pitch anything at this point.
Like, history, man. Now that's excitement.
Fired up.
Yeah. So that's when I'm, you know, making fun of Rizzo for, you know, not sounding excited. That's on the field. That's talking to David Schuster, the rotisserie chicken, is standing right there holding the microphone. His Go Cubs Go is ringing in the background.
David Bodie's got it as a sick move, and Steve Cishek telling you he's one of the best in, like, history,
in, like,
man.
History, man.
They're super stoked for Craig Kimbrell.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Last night, the seagull that was hanging out around the infield was one of the stars of the show, along with David Bodie and his 7 RBIs. But I hope that seagull comes back, because that guy was kind of... he wasn't moving. He didn't care.
You figure the fog threw him off, right? I mean, as it was rolling in, his usual landing zone was a little upset.
I don't know. The gulls,
landing area was socked in with rain and fog. Gulls, no drop zone.
Gulls' behavior is fascinating because they do learn where food is likely to be. There are reasons why end up places. There's a reason why they're in. They'll know at certain times of day, Jewel parking lot or wherever they go, or outside the McDonald's on Ashland, and I see them around there. Well, there's one standing on my car.
Do you leave food on top of your car?
No, but I was in the Jewel.
Did you adopt a pastry and then leave it on top of your car again?
No, I didn't. You know
stop doing that.
The Jewel on Ashland by the Office Depot.
Oh, I know the Jewel, yeah.
Just south of Diversey, or north of Diversey.
It's right by our favorite pizza place. Art
Art of Pizza. It's
across
right
the street.
There.
When I lived over there, I never made it to Jewel without stopping at Art.
Because you would veer over to Art.
It made grocery store chips a lot cheaper. You know, if you go, never shop on an empty stomach. Don't do it. You'll buy way too much, especially when you're 22 and not making any. But you stop on the way.
High as balls.
Well, that affects the price point, too.
Part of the problem.
But Art of Pizza can fix
all
those things.
You end up with a giant barrel of Utz cheese balls. Or one slung over each shoulder. They're walking out like they're propane tanks or something.
Yeah, there were some awkward trips back from that Jewel.
Sir, that's too many giant canisters of Utz cheese balls. Hey, shut up.
Cop standing outside knowing who he's looking for.
Well, not anymore, man.
No, now it's all good.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
It is all good now. So I'm glad the Cubs are happy. They know that they earned this. They know that this is a badge. This is a reward. This is you've made it this far. When Theo's got to walk down the hall and talk to Tom Ricketts and say, Tom, I need $45 million. Oh, you do you?
You would imagine part of that conversation is Theo saying, Tom, I don't think Ben's coming back. It doesn't seem like Ben Zobrist is on his way back this season. So here's extra money that we've got, you know, essentially lying around. You saved the, you know, fives. What do they say? They saved like five, six, maybe even $7 million for acquisitions midseason. You added Carlos Gonzalez, who's just a little bit of change there, and you figure they're going to pick up someone else. We just had Matthew Trubel out of Baseball Prospectus on. I'm with him. I don't think this is the only move they make, especially since, you know, injuries can happen. And I don't count on Brandon Morrow coming back. He fits into the bullpen still. I mean, he was...
I'm counting on nothing.
He was getting big outs for the Dodgers when Kenley Jansen was shutting things down, and he was throwing every game of the World Series a couple of years ago. He can fit if he's healthy and throwing well. And if you've got Kimbrel and Strope, and maybe you get your Kyle Ryan right, or, you know, maybe Dylan Maples comes up and makes an impact. Maybe even Adbert Alzolay comes up a little bit later on in the season and is able to throw out of the bullpen
come up
some.
So we can keep saying Adbert Alzolay.
Adbert Alzolay. You have to be very careful to get Adbert Alzolay out.
How many Alberts is he going to get? Because they already have an Albert.
I like this Albert.
Right. Because this Albert Alzolay. I mean, it's so easy because.
This Asmir guy's pretty good.
Yeah, you look at Adbert Alzolay, and it would be very easy to transpose consonants in there and end up with Albert Alzolay.
Oh, would it? Would it be
until
easy?
Until he gets this Asmin.
Right. Asbert.
I think he's going to be fine. No, I mean, there are a couple of arms that could help. But I expect them to, you know, make some sort of a move, whether that's identifying a guy like Jesse Chavez was last season to you, a guy that you can, you know, tweak a thing or two, or like you did with Cole Hamels. You know, you notice, not that I'm saying they need a starter. I'm just saying like they saw with a tweak to the delivery and making sure that the stride was right. He got velocity back and pitched incredibly well for them.
The 630 says, did Dan just say a wild animal knows how to find food? Yeah, I'm just saying it's shared behavior in the population, apparently. It isn't just a single animal deciding he's going to find or she is going to find food.
It's very disconcerting. I remember covering one of the first Cubs games I did for the Score. It was a first day game, and just watching them all descend on the outfield bleachers. This was back before it was a little bit different shape before the Ricketts came in, and it was kind of gross, really.
Yeah, and dropping pizza crusts in the middle of the field and fighting over stuff in the outfield. And the 630 here says, it's not Utz, it's Utz. Do you have a confirmation on pronunciation? I always thought it was Utz. It's U-T-Z.
Utz?
Utz?
This is one of those rare occasions where you and I agree on pronunciation. It's Utz.
I'm pretty sure that the potato chip company
is... It's Utz.
It's Utz, right?
Utz would need an umlaut, wouldn't it?
No, would it?
We're in agreement on Utz.
It's got to be Utz, right? Okay.
All right, that's I didn't put the stamp on it. Yeah, I didn't think we'd have anybody texting in that.
James is going to call them for clarification.
I've been pronouncing that all wrong.
I think you mispronounced delivery. Call them for delivery.
As we talk about Wrigley Field, you should know that if gulls are there when they shouldn't be, we're going to be like gulls tomorrow. We're going to be hanging out in the bleachers, and we're going to be there when it's empty. And then as you're rolling in, come say hello. You can join 670 The Score at Wrigley Field before the Cubs take on St. Louis. Our show will broadcast live. Bernstein and McKnight, by the way, will be at the right field porch from 9 a.m. to noon, and then Lawrence Holmes will be there up until Cubs pregame at 12:45. So come hang out, say hi. Maybe the Vonnegut reading guy will be there
in his impeccable suit with the
sport coat. And
you're right,
jeans,
it was a sport coat
with boating shoes,
some sort of weird like embroidery,
like a racing stripe on it.
It was very
cool.
Should
we confess that's the show mascot?
Show mask guys.
Man reading that's Vonnegut.
Vonnegut Clark. Vonnegut reading hipster.
Natalie attired man, yes, at baseball game reading Vonnegut.
That's the guy who signs autographs and he like entertains the kids.
Look at me reading Vonnegut.
Look at me. Why aren't you looking at me?
But that's why it's on brand. It's not that he's reading Vonnegut, it's that he wants to be seen as the guy there. He clearly wants people to know how smart he is.
Oh, very much so. And when Jay pointed it out, I was fine with it until I realized the man was wearing boat shoes. You know, like the shoes you don't wear socks with.
The boat shoes.
That's just a lot for a ball game, man. Shoes. That's just a lot.
The boat shoes.
It's like he took his yacht up from Soldier Field to Belmont Harbor and then walked his way in while reading Vonnegut.
Yeah, they were actual Sperry topsiders.
Oh, boy.
They were.
Was that the same day we were out there where the guy was wearing the Hawks jersey, Bulls jersey, Bears jersey, Cubs jersey, and Sox hat?
Yes, that man was looking for Mike North.
Ask me about sports. He's Danny Perkins in Europe.
I like sex. Go to Europe.
I got a fridge shirt. I got a sweetness shirt. My zip-up's only half done, so ask me about my shirt.
It makes it more difficult for me to manscape my balls, because I'm going to take off my Zubaz pants and a Blackhawks logo on it, so I can't get my special scissors down there. Then I got to go have sex again.
That man would not say no to like a stencil. Like, here, you need manscaping? We'll put this stencil over it, and then you can do your name.
It's a special hair stencil. My pubes are in a dollar sign. Helps me have all the sex.
Bears logo. By the way, it is Utz.
Of course it's Utz. Come on. We have met the enemy, and it is Utz.
Did you actually call?
Yes, I called the Utz pretzel people.
It's the other version of the TV melodrama, This Is Utz.
It Utz.
It's just a man on a couch eating pretzels till death.
Throwing cheese balls into his face. Hey, we told you what it is. It's an hour of that. And then there's another woman comes out.
It's just a bunch of people in a food therapy group that end up hooking up.
But Jay, do they deliver?
I didn't get that far. I just heard the, hi, thanks for calling Utz Quality Foods, and I hung up.
Maybe you called the wrong line. Maybe you should have called Utz Quality Foods.
We don't want them delivered. Just stinky cheese. It's for damn it.
But why would someone text in so angrily? It's Utz, you idiot.
Because it's The Score.
Oh, you're God. Totally wrong.
Imagine going through life yelling at all of your friends while you're getting high in some college dorm room. It's Utz!
But there was a time for that. But the pre-internet smartphone time, arguments could last an entire summer. Arguments could last an entire school year.
It's gone now.
That's what happened with REM lyrics. That was the whole point of REM lyrics, is to create these ongoing arguments. And now it's like, click, 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 you're right, you're wrong, yep, move on. That's it.
Yep. Well, you get through more arguments that way, so that's fun.
That's
true. You bet drinks for each argument that you're in while you're at the bar, get through six or seven, and then you're a case down. You're good to go.
I can't get over it. The fact that the guy was wearing all of those different Chicago sports jerseys.
Oh, just
at
layered.
The Cubs game. And you know what? That's the guy who actually gets chosen to answer questions on beer money on NBC Sports Chicago.
He was looking for Luke Stuckmeyer.
And sucks.
Where is Kelly Krull?
And he doesn't. He can't get a single one right.
I need to be on. What logo is on your head right now? I don't know.
I
forgot which hat I wore.
They put him on during the Cubs game a different day. And Len was so biting his tongue when they showed that guy. He's like, there's a person.
There's a man who made choices today.
There is a big fan.
Look at all of their choices.
There's an indecisive fan out there.
That's a big-time Chicago sports fan.
I always wonder, either with that guy or the Vonnegut guy, I need to know what outfit lost to that. Like which one was he in the closet and going, oh, no, that's too much. I'm sorry, I can't wear that to the ballpark.
The Midday Midway is coming next ahead of Theo Epstein, who will join us at 11 o'clock to talk all things Cubs. I have the best new law ever.
Okay.
We need to have it here. Also, when is a cloud not a cloud?
Okay, we're going to talk about an important day in history today. We will also talk about things coming to light. An admission of sorts.
Gotcha.
Something that needed to be said a long time ago has finally been said. It's the Midday Midway. It's on the way. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
They have been drafted into the NFL, and then you see them chest bump and hug and booty bump and whatever else they want to do with Roger Goodell. And often you will hear from other NFL players like, that guy's not your friend, and you're going to find out very quickly.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
If you're doing it right, you're spending a third of your life in your sheets. Notice I didn't say on your spectacular mattress or with your head on your magnificent expensive pillow. No, your head's on a pillowcase. You are on your sheets. That is the part with which you are in contact, and that's why your sheets are really important. I used to not think that because my wife's like, you know, these sheets kind of suck. Let's get some really good sheets. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. Sheets are sheets, whatever. And then I was wrong. I was just flatly, completely wrong. The quality of sheets matters, and I wish Brooklinen had been around because it would have saved us from going through the whole department store thing and learning about thread count and different kinds of special cotton from faraway lands, and it's all garbage. And Brooklinen knows that, and they learned it the hard way when they were trying to find sheets from a 5-star hotel. So they started a whole company to take all that out of it. That's Brooklinen.com, the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. The sheets look great and feel great. These are 5-star hotel resort sheets. Mine are the best and most comfortable I've slept on. Time for your upgrade, as Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just because you're listening. 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident in their product, all of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. It's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher number 2. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-burner gas grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-burner gas grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
An auto policy from State Farm covers accidental damage. And this radio ad from State Farm covers this classic 90s hit.
Please tow my car, my achy, breaky car. It's my age and I know you'll understand. And if you tow my car, my achy, breaky car, you'd really be helping out this man.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
It's the Super Saturday sale at JCPenney. Hurry in for 3 days only this Friday through Sunday for gifts Dad will love, like Adidas, Puma, and Champion. Shop select activewear for him 25% off. And get select St. John's Bay polos, shorts, tees, and more up to 60% off. Or save with your 10 off $25 coupon. For super size deals, there's only one place to go. JCPenney. Offering coupon valid 6/7 to 6/9. Some brands and categories excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Get to Old Navy, it's Super Cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your Super Cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
You'll pardon me, Danny Parkins is texting me. I guess Parkins is apparently getting word second and third hand via Twitter about what we were talking about.
I mean, it adds a layer, I guess, that it's not first hand.
Everything's content.
He has like the Mitch Trubisky 10.
I'm going to leave him in the dark. I don't got a lot of those.
Yeah, no, we'll talk to him later.
Oh, yeah. He'll absolutely love it.
Is he coming in today?
No, he's not coming in. Right. This segment is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. All right, what have we been doing? We have been talking about the Cubs blockbuster acquisition of all-time great closer Craig Kimbrell. It happened last night during a very strange and fog-swept Cub game. I don't know if fog-swept is a word. I just made it one.
You can have it. Matthew, you can have fog-swept.
Thank you. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus joined us to give his perspective. He's a big fan of the deal, and you went in depth with what this means down the line, looking at how contracts are overlaying here and who's a free agent when and what this means to help solidify the bullpen for the next 3 years.
The window is still the window, so take advantage of whatever financial flexibility you can find and exercise it on one of the best in the game at what he does. Then hope you can keep him the best in the game at what he does for 3 years. So, did you know that there was a weather system going through and over San Diego on Tuesday evening? Yeah. Weather never goes through San Diego.
No.
So it was very strange.
The radar is usually completely clear.
So, according to SFGate, SanFranciscoGate.com, forecasters working the Tuesday evening shift at the National Weather Service's San Diego office were very confused. A large echo indicate, and as you know, echo is that's what pops up on the radar. That's what you call
it. Green blob. Big old red blob. Yep.
An echo indicating rainfall showed up on the weather radar over the San Gabriel Mountains near the town of Wrightwood, California, but there were no clouds in the sky. The radar was showing there was something out there, said one of the forecasters. We looked at the satellite image, but there weren't clouds that size in the area. A few calls were made to weather spotters in the area, and finally one of them told them what it was. Turns out, it was a massive cloud of ladybugs, typical of, I guess, this time of year. It's called a bloom, measuring 10 miles wide and 15 miles long. I'll say that again, 10 wide, 15 long, flying at about 5,000 feet. It's the annual bloom, happens around this time of year. This one, though, seems a little bit bigger than most. You know, 10 wide and 15 long.
Is it the actual ladybugs or the ones, the invasive Japanese beetles that were here a while ago?
This report doesn't say. There's no terror or fear in this report, so I'm assuming it's just the regular ladybugs, but not the invasive kind. This is pretty crazy. I mean, you look at the weather, I'll tweet this story. The blob is, it's 10 wide and 15 long. It's huge.
Is that dangerous? Like, if they, would they eat, do they... defoliate?
I know,
they attack crops.
I know they eat a ton. I don't think they're like locusts moving through where they just chip away and demolish everything on their way through. But ladybugs are quite voracious.
Can you eat them?
Ladybugs?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Because some beetles are really good. Like those June bugs when they're younger, when the shells haven't hardened, and you can just sort of pull the meat out of the carapace. They taste like the best pistachio nut you've ever had. Don't give me that face.
Yeah, I don't think I can get there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I can get there. I'll eat weird stuff, too. And I just...
You never have a bug just land on you? You sort of, you pull that...
Swallowed little... a bug? I've done that before.
Never around even a... had the thought, and no. That's me.
No.
Okay.
Is that a camp thing?
No.
No, I just said I don't do it.
Yeah, well, I don't listen to people.
No, I'm never... It's just a protein source and can actually be a delicious one. Hey, go for it, Minnesota. You go. Land of 10,000 lakes. Check this out.
What?
Slower motorists in Minnesota best stick to the right lane or face a fine.
Oh, hell yes.
A measure aimed at drivers who linger in the left lane was signed into law last month. This was co-sponsored by Senator John Jasinski of Faribault, Minnesota.
Faribault?
Yeah.
They have left lanes there?
Those violating the law could face a fine of $50 plus a $75 surcharge. He says it's something everybody can relate to. Everyone's been in that position. Being behind someone in the left lane, it's frustrating. States have laws requiring slower vehicles to move to the right lane, but only about a dozen have full-fledged edicts that involve a financial penalty. So they're modernizing existing language related to lane usage that is on the books. When it's practical, move out of the left lane to allow vehicles to pass, and doing so could mitigate road rage incidents. I would go a step further. If I am writing a bill, you know how I feel about this.
Hmm.
I am installing the turret from the video game Battlezone on top of my car.
Makes all the sense in the world.
And if you are going, if you're in my way in the left lane and or not making a right turn on red...
Mm-hmm.
When there's wide open and or not inching out to make your left to allow the person behind you to also get into the intersection to make that left as the light's turning yellow.
Sure.
You're being a bad teammate. This is a team game. We are all in this together. Signal. Or you're on Addison and you're making a left at Southport, but I'm behind you and the moment the light turns green, you're not going anywhere, and then I honk and then you signal. Oh, by the way, I'm turning left. You should have gone around me. Screw you. And you're getting blowed up. That's what's happening. So that's my law.
Been vindictive in that at all. This from Marijuana Business Daily, which is, I believe,
daily
also,
stop for you.
Also sponsored by Danny Parkins. This they've charted as retail marijuana sales have really kind of skyrocketed, and obviously the sales have been legalized in many, many states. They've put a graph together just to show exactly what Americans are spending their money on, right? So they took the annual U.S. cannabis sales versus other industries and goods. You know, it's typical stuff that you're spending on a monthly basis. At the very top of the list, they found is wine. $72.2 billion a year. Annual U.S. sales. Then you've got stuff like pizza at $45.7 billion. Gym memberships, $28.6 billion, and probably only half of those are used. Online food delivery, $17 billion. The NFL, $15 billion. Taco Bell came in at around $10.8 billion.
Okay.
And the current legal recreational and medical cannabis spending in 2018, $10 billion. It is right there with Taco Bell. Now, here...
Is it concurrent with...
Feel like it has to be.
Right? Can't be coincidence.
Feel like it has to be. E-cigarettes at $3.6 billion, Fortnite at $2.4 billion. But here's the news in all of this. And here's where, the laws that got signed, the gambling bill and the legalized marijuana bill in the state of Illinois, while it's being currently spent $10 billion, the estimated total demand for recreational cannabis in the United States, give it a guess.
I wouldn't even begin to know.
$50 to $60 billion.
Wow.
$50 to $60
wow.
billion dollars.
That's why you want to tax it.
Tax the hell out of it.
That's how you pay your pensions. We were joking about the gulls at Wrigley Field and having some fun with that one rogue gull that was charging in on a bunt, the infield gull. You see a lot of outfield gulls.
Sure.
It's rare when you have a versatile infield gull who apparently has been...
Well, it extends the roster, you know? I mean, you can put them in multiple places.
Yeah, Cubs like that. Yeah. It allows them to do different things. This is no joke, and this is really nasty, and it's from Orange County, Florida. Andrew and Leslie Wright don't recall seeing many vultures when they purchased a home in Tudor Grove at Timber Springs subdivision more than a decade ago. Today, however, it is impossible to enter the gated community in East Orange County without encountering hundreds of black vultures circling in the air, walking on top of roofs, or blocking sidewalks with their wings extended.
Whoa.
The Wrights say they began noticing more and more black vultures roosting in the trees around their neighborhood a year ago. They believe encroaching development of the area may have displaced the birds from their previous habitat. Each day around dawn, the vultures leave the woods and perch themselves on top of homes surrounding a community retention pond. So they get woken up early in the morning because the birds land and take off from the roof. Mm-hmm. Birds everywhere. It sounds like rocks being dropped on the rooftop. They think 300 vultures live in the small subdivision. And they're destructive. They are biting the weather stripping on the car. They're scratching the roofs of cars. This family alone has spent more than $1,000 replacing the screens on their pool enclosure. They don't use their backyard pool anymore due to vultures regurgitating their food and leaving droppings and feathers around the deck and in the water.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing about vultures. They're probably one of the nastiest creatures on Earth because their vomit is toxic. And they use it as a...
Come on, really?
Yep. It is so acidic as to be toxic. Yeah, like the alien xenomorph.
I had no idea.
And they use it as a defense mechanism.
Come on!
Yes. The vultures will try to projectile acid vomit on you.
They're
horrible. I know they may serve an ecological purpose, but they're really, really vile animals. And if these people are forced to move or vacate their property, this is no joke. This is no fun.
So today, June 6th, is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied landings at Normandy that sparked the invasion into Germany. It's still an incredible thing to me. Obviously, I mean, it's one of the largest undertakings in military history. And I found this really cool story going around in Carentan, France. And this happened yesterday, I guess. Veteran paratroopers who served during the D-Day landings of 1944 aimed high once more on Wednesday, repeating their feat and forgetting their age to mark the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion.
I saw the video.
It's incredible. 97-year-old American Tom Rice, who parachuted down, said, "It felt great. I want to go back up and do it again." He landed near the French village of Carentan. He flashed the V signal for victory. Rice was a former member of the U.S. Army's Screaming Eagles. That's the 101st Airborne Division. We have the giant American flag as he descended. He was strapped to another parachutist. It was a tandem jump. There were a couple of other jumps from both British and American veterans planned, but weather scrapped one or two of them in the day prior, so Tom Rice was the first one to go down and parachute down from a plane. It's a really incredible story, and for those few of you who haven't, I do this just around this time every single year, not that it's a big deal or whatever. If you haven't seen Band of Brothers... And I know I've said something like this before, but if you haven't seen it and you're at all interested in the military history of things, what your father or grandfather accomplished or sacrificed that day, it's incredible and puts you in a place to understand it, I think, as best as any medium, as best as any film. It's
my son's class was required to watch it in school.
You're kidding me.
Their teacher assigned them in class. They watched it. They discussed it. They wrote about it.
The Day of Day episodes.
I don't know exactly which episodes they watched.
Probably Day of Days.
He's seen many of them, and it was used as a teaching tool.
It's breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking. And on a day like this, it's thanks for everything. Thanks for the sacrifice.
That is the Midday Midway, and we have a special announcement for you. We just got a phone call from the office of Theo Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Because primarily the Craig Kimbrell deal is not yet official, he wanted to be able to talk about it. So he's going to join us live tomorrow at the ballpark. They're
Makes
still
sense.
Finalizing the contract. We are going to postpone Theo Epstein for 24 hours. He's going to walk over to right field and hang out with us at the park tomorrow instead.
I would much rather talk about an actual ball player than a theoretical ball player. It makes a lot of sense to me.
And thanks. The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. Your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. We can still get your reaction to the Cubs' big move. And you have to get to a mystery solved as well. 312-644-6767. Love to talk to you. Find out what you think. Cubs got Kimbrel. You got the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away. But we're going to keep growing, and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at J.